the parade is at its usual time, and that's still on Friday. And is there talk about moving that, or is that a possibility for next year, or you don't want to get into that yet?
Well, we have considered, we've considered moving the parade to Saturday during the festival. It's talked about in committee for the last few years. It has come up. So we're throwing around the idea, and actually at the chamber booth, we'll have a little voting station where you can vote your preference if you'd like to keep the parade on Friday or if you'd like it moved to Saturday.
Okay.
More in the vein of like midday Saturday. So
it must be a challenge to fit in everything.
It is. When we were planning the events that we have somewhat a hand in, we were really having to time it kind of down to the minute. So on Saturday, we go from the Coffee House opens, and then we go into the Guns N' Hoses event at 12:30. And that is starting a little bit later this year so that the kids who have gone down to the
Fishing Derby, the Lil Fisk Derby
that's sponsored by the Sons of Norway, so that they have some time to get their fish turned in, get their prize, and then come on out to see the firemen and the police challenge each other in the truck pull. And then we roll right into, we'll have the fletching again this year with donation of halibut from PFI. And then we'll move into the strongman competition again that the postmaster started up last year. And we'll get to watch people drag that sled again. And it was a pretty exciting event last year, so it should be good again this year.
And that all happens Saturday, so it's a busy Saturday daytime. You were talking on the air a little while ago about new events on Sunday as well in the afternoon. Maybe you could cover those again a little bit too.
Yeah. So Sunday has traditionally had the pancake breakfast at St. Catherine's Church that happens in the morning. And then in the afternoon is the Rotary Club Seafood Bake out at Sandy Beach. And those two events are staying. They will be happening again this year. But there's been a few events that have been sprinkled in. So there's going to be a scouting celebration at the Presbyterian Church at 11 a.m. on Sunday. And all scouts that attend, Boy Scout or Girl Scout or Cub Scout, they will be receiving a scouting patch from Norway. So an authentic Norwegian scouting patch, which kind of ties, you know, our countries together, which is really cool. In the afternoon, after the salmon bake time, the Rainforest Festival will be hosting a spring wild edibles field trip where anyone can participate. They just show up at the library parking lot and they'll be carpooling out to locations to talk about what kind of things grow in the spring that you can eat. Okay. And then Grace Wolf will be offering a wine and paint in the afternoon, the 4 p.m. time. At Glacier Express Cafe, and it will be a first-come, first-seated event. There won't be any pre-signups for that.
Micah, what are you excited for from this upcoming big week?
I'm really excited to go to some of these new activities, and we're going to do some new things with the pageant this year, and we'll see how they go and what the response is.
So the pageant will be a little bit slightly later on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, instead of 3 o'clock, it'll be at 3:30 this year, and we'll be adding some new things and taking out a couple of things and just refreshing it.
Okay. About the same length, though?
Yeah, and possibly a little bit shorter since we're starting a little later.
Okay.
We want people to get to the shrimp feed.